visiting today with PCM Boys and Girls Track and Field Coach Logan Bigler. Coach, you know, I know a couple weeks ago you guys wrapped up your indoor season competing there at the UNI Dickinson Relays and then the IATC Indoor Championships at Iowa State. Can we start off our conversation talking about how you feel that those meets went overall and kind of what you were able to gauge with your team at those indoor meets?
Yeah, it was a long week, but a successful week. You and I was Monday and Tuesday. Boys were on Monday, girls were on Tuesday. Iowa State boys was Thursday, and then girls were back up there on Friday. So it was a long, long week. It was kind of hit and miss at practice, where coaches were, where athletes were. But we took a handful of kids up to each one, I think roughly 20-ish boys and girls on their specific days for you and I. And then Iowa State's a little bit different because you got to qualify with times and things like that. And so I think we took right around that 20-ish boys up there, and then I think we took 10 to 12, somewhere in there, and I could be wrong, I'm probably missing a few, with the girls up to Iowa State Friday morning. And starting off at UNI, it was an awesome meet. I love that meet. It takes forever and a half, but it's one where you get to basically go out and compete. And so you spend so much time at practice competing against your teammates, but I think it's a little bit different competition when you get somebody else. And so the fact that they got to go out and compete, we got to learn some stuff about some people. People were trying different events, boys and girls. That's all you can really ask for. And so we said there were some PRs already set, boys and girls off the board at UNI, which it doesn't happen as much at UNI because it's just a different track and super tight turns with the 200 meter. And so, but there's a lot of good stuff. Happy as a coach, happy as a team. I think the vibes were really, really high, especially after those first 2 days with that first meet.
What do you feel that, you know, the indoor season is obviously much different than the outdoor season, but what do you feel that are some tools your team is able to take away when they compete in those indoor meets?
I think it's just getting the dust off a little bit. You know, like at a smaller school, we don't have an indoor facility, things like that. We have a rollaway mat that we can put in the hallways here and there. Doing blocks and hurdles and handoffs and all that stuff indoors isn't ideal. And so a lot of it's just more so sprint mechanics. But once you get in the meets, it's like, well, we got to use blocks, we got to use handoffs, we got to do all the stuff that we normally do. And so getting the dust knocked off a little bit and finding that competitive edge, I would say, within themselves and going and competing against everybody else, that's knocked off. And that's what I really love about you and I, because then all of a sudden, when Iowa State rolls around, we're competing against kids in our class. You and I's 1A through 4A, so you can be anybody. Iowa State, it's just 2A. And so when you can knock some dust off there early and then you go into Iowa State feeling a little bit better, things are a little bit smoother. They're definitely not where we want it to be, but it's so early that we're just out there competing, trying to get better.
You know, at this point of the season, you know, from the time you started practice until now, how do you feel that practice has been going? I know you always have to battle a little bit of weather this time of year. You don't know if it's going to be hot or cold out. But, you know, how do you feel practice is going as you guys approach to, you know, this upcoming week starting your outdoor meets?
Yeah, it's good. We got the kids back yesterday. 2 days ago. I'm sorry, today's Wednesday. So on Monday from spring break. And just, and you know, to me, it's like a brand new season. Like, you have your indoor season, now you have your outdoor season. And so kids were kind of away, and so were coaches on spring break and doing some different workouts if they had the ability to. But the vibes are high. The kids are excited. We got after the last couple of days, and we needed to before meets start up next week. And kids are sore and tired a little bit, but that's just kind of how it goes. And so we just want to prep for next week as best as we can. And we know we're not going to be fine-tuned next week, but as long as we keep progressing in the meets to come, then that's all we can ask for.
You know, do you feel strong with kind of where you're at on piecing together a lineup and who you have in your relays and who your throwers are? Or is that a little bit of a process that we're going to see the first part of the season?
Yeah, it's a process. I know my assistant coaches kind of hate me when I say that because I'm mixing and matching all the time. And so I use the first couple meets. And there's so many unknowns, right? You can only take 20-ish kids to the indoor meets. And on the boys' side, that's not even half the team, and on the girls' side, it's just over half. And so there's half the squad on each team that you have no idea about. And so you can do stuff in practice, but practice is practice, meets are meets. And so we got to figure out some stuff for sure early. The sooner the better. But yeah, it might be a little mixing and matching at first. And on the boys' side, like, they've experienced that in the past. The girls' side, it might be a little bit different. But once they kind of get the gist and understand what we got going on, especially these early meets before we get to our home meet, that's where we want to be.
You know, you meet the meets that you have, your first indoor meets coming up next week. You know, kind of what do you hope as some takeaways from that, and kind of how do you approach those first outdoor meets?
Yeah, I try to get a variety. And what I mean by that is, so like in the sprinter group, especially the kids I don't know, you try to get them a one, you try to get them a two, maybe a four, maybe a couple, depending on where they're at. A couple of ones, a couple twos, or a couple four. You never know, just like their event type. Try to see if there's consistency. Try to see if they are better in a certain position, maybe if they're in a relay. Try to figure out who your block starters are. You have an idea. But then again, your idea could be completely wrong. And so the fact that we just want to figure out exactly where we're at, what people fit where, who's better first, who's better anchored, who's better going in the middle of relays, things like that. That's kind of what we're looking for next week. And we have two different opportunities. Both boys and girls will go on Monday or on Tuesday, different locations. Girls will go again on Thursday, and then boys will go again on Friday. So two different locations, two completely different style of meets, and we'll get after it and we'll try to figure out what we got.